Okay, let's kick this off. Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to episode number 3 of what was formerly known as Coffee and Taco. No, Taco.
Coffee and Tacos.
Man, I mislabeled it on. I can't get it right. I did the food
tacos
first.
Tacos and coffee? Coffee and tacos?
It was coffee and tacos.
Yes.
But today I put donuts in brackets to replace tacos and coffee. So I'm sorry for misnaming this one. But the reason we changed is it was too difficult to find tacos in Houston on short notice. Like,
it would still be coffee and donuts, though.
I know.
Coffee comes first.
I said I misnamed it. and we were having trouble around here, which we also were in a rush. We finished coaching at 7. We're trying to sit down by 7:30 so we don't run too long and Joel doesn't have to keep leaving. So we just went with what we could get quickly, which was Morningstar. So we both have an iced black coffee, black iced coffee, sorry. And then we have 3 donuts here. Now, as any of you that know me know, I am not refined. I'm not good at stuff, and this is something I'm not good at. I realized after I walked out I should have paid attention when he said what these were, but we have the cop donut.
I can identify these.
Which is the consistent one.
That's cop donut.
Always. Cop, K-O-P, I believe.
Yes, correct.
Not Cole's K-O-D.
No.
K-O-P.
No.
But if you haven't listened
to
K-O-D,
like
you should, for sure.
1985.
J. Cole, his new album. I'm not good at this stuff. And hip hop, what? It's amazing. It's awesome. Okay, listen to that album.
Can't get enough.
Turn the lights off. Close your eyes. Just let it wash over you. But the cop donut. That's the one they always have. It's our favorite in terms of like go to consistent. You know what you're getting. It's amazing. Okay, so for me, that's what if I'm getting a donut, which we, in a previous podcast, have spoken about how I feel about $9 donuts. I don't think they're smart investments. It doesn't make sense. They're not, I mean, I shouldn't say that.
Well,
I believe that you understand what I'm conveying.
They understand.
We're going to evaluate this based on, though, these can still be really, really good. The other ones, it's a pineapple fritter. But I think there's something spicy in it. He kept saying stuff, and I forgot to listen. But there's like, it's either lemon or like a, there's something that doesn't make sense.
It's had a little zest.
So we'll test that one out.
Okay.
And then this one closest to me.
The feta cheese one?
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese, there you go, sorry.
Is the goat cheese on the outside?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the goat cheese.
Not cream cheese, goat cheese.
I think it's a mixture, honestly.
Okay, and then I don't know the berries. That's
pomegranate.
A pomegranate. Okay.
Yeah.
On a traditional, what is it, coffee donut? What's the?
That's a old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned donut on an old-fashioned. So goat cheese, pomegranate on an old-fashioned. So we got 3 very, very unique ones. We'll get back to you on how we like this. As one of us talking, the other one can snack a little bit. But as for today, like I said, we got a skeleton. We actually got ourselves a little cheat sheet here to keep us on task. I know you've enjoyed us, our rambling, our meandering. But we're going to get to some stuff today. Okay. And I just want to, we're having some trouble here. So I want some feedback from y'all. So the reason we haven't really been pushing Feed the Wolf and Battle the Bullshit, although Joel came up with a great topic for Battle the Bullshit for next week. So we're going to get that one out. It felt that the tone was starting to get a little monotonous. Even last week's coffee and tacos. And it's me. I can be a fun guy, but generally I'm not. So, like, if I'm left alone with this setup, I generally get into a topic that, though perhaps impactful, is not necessarily entertaining at all times. Levity leaves the room. Like, lightheartedness tends to get sucked out of anywhere that I am. And so we want to find ways to capitalize on our opportunity to entertain. So if you have ideas or questions or thoughts, games, whatever, then please, you know, put them in the comments here or send them our way, because we want to make this good. Obviously, we're a bunch of talented sons of bitches here, but
yeah, we're here for you guys.
We need direction. We don't. This isn't our job.
Direct us.
We don't know. So we want to push good content. So if you have any concepts or ideas that you would like to see, you think we would be particularly good at, if you want to just do a video of Jax as he's sleeping on the floor with his ears up because he's super adorable. Oh, he's so handsome.
Facebook Live can see him.
So handsome.
Oh, actually, no, Instagram can see him as well.
They can't see his head, though. And the ear being perked up is what does it all. That's it. He's had a hard morning.
It's a rough life. You're with it.
All right, let's get to it. Okay, so yeah, if you have any ideas, send them our way. Okay, so we're going to start with a question. Unlike last week, I prepped Joel on this one, so he's had a little bit of time to think because it wasn't fair to ask him what he would name a boat without even thinking about boats. So, like, he has this one, and he says he has a good answer.
I've never thought about boats ever.
So, here we go. So, Joel, if you were a taco, what kind of taco would you be?
I would definitely be a fiery Doritos taco from Taco Bell because I am Mexican and don't speak a lick of Spanish. So I'm fronting like Taco Bell with all that fake stuff. But you can't help to bite into another one of them tacos because they're so good. No, I'm just kidding, just kidding, just kidding. I just wanted to bust your chaps there. If I was a taco, I'd have to be a bacon, egg, and potato taco. Corn tortilla, not flour. Okay. That's where everyone gets me. Okay. But that's not the best part. It's not the best part.
Tell me the best part.
The best part is what I am not smothering. That makes it sound like I'm putting too much of, but what I'm adding to the taco.
What are you adding?
Mayonnaise and Louisiana hot sauce. I'm a unique person.
Is this real?
This is real life.
Like, you eat this?
I will put a little bit of mayonnaise and some Louisiana hot sauce on my taco. Yes, I'm sorry. More often than not, I still do traditional just taco and salsa, but there are days where I will put a little bit of mayo and some hot sauce in there. What are you thinking? You got to try it.
Okay, so please review everything that's on your taco.
So it's solid taco, bacon, kay, potato, egg, right?
Okay.
Instead of a flour tortilla, which I'm already sitting on the burner for because I went corn. Sorry, guys. Excuse me. I went corn. I just like corn tortillas better. Now I'm putting a little bit of mayonnaise on that tortilla, and I'm putting some Louisiana hot sauce. Or Cholula, like Cholula type hot sauce,
so
instead
bacon,
of traditional salsa.
Bacon, egg, potato with Cholula and mayonnaise on a corn tortilla.
Look, I got a solid base and a unique twist.
That's fair. Okay, I like that. Was a good wrap up.
There, see? All right,
that's solid base and a unique twist because that does
easily judged at first, but once you try it, you're like, oh, not bad.
Oh wow, this is good.
You see what I'm?
There's
you see
so
I'm
much
here?
Here now.
You know what's funny? Well, not funny, but like almost all my life, any new person I've met has told me that. My first impression, like just seeing me walk into a room, oh, that guy's got to be an asshole. He's stuck up. He's a douche. But like afterwards, they're like, oh, you're a cool guy. Like you're all right. You're not a douche. Not an asshole. And I was like, well, yeah.
That's such a good question. Like, what is? Maybe y'all can put this in the comments, and you know.
You know, I walk around with my chest
a lot of y'all are ashamed to put comments like about yourselves, but like I would be interested, like, what is the perception of you? What is the most common initial perception of you? What have people said to you of like, oh, when I first met you, I thought you were okay.
Yeah.
Resting bitch face. I thought you were a bitch. Whatever. And I mean, maybe you just are a bitch, and there's nothing power to you. You're getting shit done. Okay, so don't be ashamed. Be nice to people. But, like, when incompetence comes around, lay it on them. Because I'm like you. There are so many times. So many. And you know what's funny?
What's funny?
What's funny is that I don't know. I think now I'm just an asshole. Like, when I was in college, before I quit drinking. So, man, we should have stories about, like, I thought about what if we did a segment, like, blast from the past or like binge drinking stories.
Blackout days?
So if people don't know, I haven't had a drink. It'll be 7 years this year. 7 years August 5th. I'm very, very grateful for that. And it's been very good for my life. But like life was very different before 25. In 25 and before. And back then people would always like when I first met you, I thought you were a douche. Like a douchebag. I thought you were going to be a gigantic douchebag. Because I was pretty, I've always said, like, I'm fairly athletic, borderline attractive, white. And I was in college not doing anything terribly productive. Douchebag. Like, just giant.
And loud. I'm pretty sure you were loud.
And drinking, especially loud. Like, going to get some attention. Now, to be fair, I think what swayed him was I would then buy them all shots. So I'd be the loud asshole that walked in, but then I bought everybody in the bar shots.
There goes Ben. He's going to buy shots.
Where'd the money come from? My monthly allowance for books and shit. But, you know, who needs to go to school? And so then I think that's why they're like, oh, but you're not a douchebag. You buy me things. So, like, maybe that's worse. It's way worse. Yeah, man, you really nailed the taco thing. And I say it's weird for me because, like, I heard that a lot. Like, people told me I thought one thing about you, and it's completely different. Like, more often than I think most people hear that.
Surprising.
Do most people get that? Like, and in this day and age, all of you are going to claim that it happens because that's what you do. We can see some news story on the internet, like, yo, that happened to me. No, it didn't. And if it didn't happen to the volume that just happened on this news story. So we all want to pretend things happen. But, like, this is a conversation I had very, very often. Now, since I quit drinking, I haven't had that conversation. That's why I think I'm just an asshole. Like, I think people meet me, they think I'm an asshole, and I'm still just an asshole. There's no, like, oh, I thought you were an asshole, but you're not really.
You want to know my first impression of you?
Oh, that'll be good.
Okay, so here's the thing. I showed up late. So I showed up late on the first time I met Ben was at, it was supposed to be for a 5 a.m. class. I showed up either, it was 3 minutes late or 5 minutes late. I took the wrong exit, y'all. Yeah, I've been here all my life, and I missed my exit to get to
Joel used to have a hard time arriving at places on time.
Yes. Still
a very, very hard time.
Still do, kind of, sort of.
He still does, unless it's work. He's very good at showing up to work on time. Yes. He sucks at everything else. The man can't be on time. No. If it's work, he has crushed it. I will be the first to say he's amazing. He's on time. He's even early to work. Anything else, if you're like, Joel, this is not an official work function, well, I'll be there 20 minutes late.
I'll be there around 2.
Around 2-ish. 2-ish is a favorite one, too.
Ish. I text that.
Whenever. Whenever.
It's around 2.
And he used to not show up, and he'd be like, I had to go to the bathroom. And we'd look at him and be like, you know, we have bathrooms here.
Well, the closer one, you know, distance. So, I show up. I'm late. And it's early. At 5 in the morning, Like, after I processed everything, I was like, well, I was late, so I get it. My first impression was, wow, this guy's a dick. Because you did that thing where you looked at me, told me what I got to do, and then you just looked away. Like, I was supposed to just, like, get to it. This is the first time he's seen me ever. I believe I showed up, like, a day before, and I was like, oh, I want to start. How do I go about doing this? You're like, oh, you just show up, you know? Sign up, sign the waiver, sign online. You know, I did all that. But I was late on my first day. Again, I missed my exit. And I made sure to explain, I'm sorry, I missed my exit. Whatever. Like, yeah, just go do this and that. And then he just looks away. I'm like, man, this guy's a dick. But I was late, so I just assumed that, you know what, I was late. I'm in the wrong. And, I mean, I was on time after that. But that was my first impression.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is so good. And look how far we've come.
Look at how far we've come.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I imagine there's a lot of people out there that can empathize with that over the last 7 years with me. Not always. It's not my strong suit. Something I've had to work on, being empathetic to the whims of traffic and things like that. I'm very lucky. Now I live in the gym. We know that. People are tired of hearing me say that. But I just bring it up now because no traffic. My commute is, you know, walking out. Sometimes I still have trouble. But I haven't lived more than a mile away from work in 7 years, the whole time. No, when I was at 1525, I lived on Westheimer with Jim Logan. What's up?
Yo.
That guy had a house that he let me stay in for like 400 or 500 bucks. It was awesome. He was a beautiful house. He's a great guy. He and his wife Suzanne have two beautiful kids that live in Katie now, and I think he still has the best beard you've ever seen. And the man likes to squat.
I mean,
Logan Farms would be in his family, and that's, you should go buy some honey baked hams.
We have some contenders here in this gym for best beard, you know.
That's true. We do have some good beards.
We got some bearded fellas in here.
We got some good beards. But yeah, the commute thing. So if you walk into my classes late, I'm pretty good your first day. I guess I was mean to you, but maybe that's because I thought you're a douchebag. Maybe that was my initial perception. I was like, oh, you're a douchebag and you're late? That's the worst combination.
Probably.
You can't have two flaws. You can have one flaw. You can be a douchebag and on time, or you can be late and a good person, okay? can't be both. And so I'm glad we got past that, though. I'm glad that you stayed. I want you to take a bite of the pineapple fritter.
Yeah,
you don't have to talk about it while you eat. I'll carry the combo for a little bit, but I don't know what's in it. I want you to see if you can ID it. So my initial, I don't remember my initial perception of you. My first talk with you, the first thing I remember with you is when we were sitting on the wall, the gray wall on the floor. I feel like you had either just worked out or you're about to, and we talked about work. We talked about you coming on. So I guess I blacked out on the me being a dick to you and you first starting to work out. There's also a story. We have one squat rack that is most squat racks are, or uprights are 8 feet, which is 96 inches. And then Rogue will make 108 inches, so 9 feet, and that allows for a little more clearance. And we had one squat rack that was 9 feet, and Joel jumped to grab it one time and missed it, but then he never did it again.
Hey, man.
That was one of my first memories of Joel. Man, you know what's interesting about your taco choice and about that initial judgment is I think that kind of sums up your growth here. I mean, think about your first year here, and a lot of the people that were associated with us were not good people, but they judged you real quick, and they put you in a box, not the box, in a box, and then just said not gonna reassess my evaluation of them anytime soon. And
it's mean.
It was mean, and you know, I think you handled it really, really well because it was bullshit, and all of them have left. So, no, because that one is still here, but she came after. sorry, real talk. But all the trouble ones are gone. But they judged you right when you walked in. They didn't give you a chance to grow. They didn't give you a chance to evolve. And now look where you're at and look where they're at. No offense to where they're at, but look where they're at. And so I think that's a great lesson, man. People judge you automatically. I also think you're a really fit Hispanic guy and you dance a little too much. It's easy to write you off as being a little off.
Guy wants too much attention over there.
But damn it, man, you're good at what you do, so I think that's awesome. I don't know about your mayonnaise still. I don't know how to process that. If I hadn't watched so much Chef's Table, because Chef's Table, if you don't watch the Chef's Table documentary or show, on Netflix, I think it's fascinating. It's my favorite show. You're gonna hate it because things I like people hate, apparently, because it's boring. But it's about like the greatest chefs, men and women around the world. And I love the Chef's Table France, but like it's all about like the donut's supposed to be a certain way, and they're like, no, we're gonna do donuts differently. Like, except they're doing it with like fish, you know. And it's absolutely fascinating. But so I don't want to knock the mayonnaise, but I will say, not once in Chef's Table has anybody been given accolades for adding mayonnaise to something. So,
is there any way you could add? Is it called capsin? The spice of a pepper. What's it called? It's something with the C.
I don't know.
I think it's called capsin.
Okay, let's go with it.
I don't know, but I can't put my tongue on what that is.
So the pineapple fritter is what we both just tried.
Out of nowhere, just it's got some kick to it.
Right. There's something spicy or hot in there. And it's orange, too.
But it's not, like, annoying spicy. Maybe it's habanero.
Maybe. Like a pepper?
Like habanero dusted.
I don't know. I'm not eating it.
I'm doing bad.
Okay, try your coffee, your old-fashioned next.
Oh, that one's good. That was
definitely good. My taco answer was not going to be nearly as detailed as yours.
Well, if you're a taco, let's hear it.
I think I already mentioned this to you, and I know I could have been more creative, and I'm sorry, but I think that's why this works, because I'm not. That's not who I am. Like, I would be just like a beef fajita taco. Like, that's it.
That's solid.
Like, beef fajita, like, not even cheese. Like, I'd be beef fajita, maybe lettuce and tomato. I think I'd have lettuce and tomato. Because, and that was the joke we made. I'd probably be on corn. No, I'm irritating. So, flour. Like, I irritate people the way that flour irritates your gut lining. So, there. Haha, nutrition.
Sliding it in.
So, I'd be a beef eater taco, and it's because, like, one.
Salsa?
It's and
lime?
No, no.
No lime or salsa?
No.
Really?
Nothing extra.
Hmm.
Rudimentary. Just straight up.
I mean, still solid taco.
Solid taco, but it's not your favorite. I'm rarely someone's favorite.
When I go over there to that restaurant, Tehuacan, shout out. Been going there my whole life. I usually just get a beef taco.
Yeah. Because it's
just throw the salsa on.
Because you know what you're getting.
It's delicious.
You know what you're getting. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's it. Maybe we could, maybe the salsa is the extra that you can bring to my life. So, like, you compliment me well, and that makes me a better person.
Are you saying I'm the salsa to your taco?
That's going to be weird.
That's kind of weird.
I actually would believe that, though.
Maybe I'm, like, on the side.
In terms of the business relationship, I think that's exactly it. I think if this business was just me, it would be very different.
I don't know.
I think you are the lighthearted nature of this. I do think you're the salsa. We just don't need to say it like that anymore.
No.
So, but basically, like,
I'm Hispanic. That
I'm not
racist.
Always what you want, but I'm what you need. I'm consistent. You know what you're getting. I'm gonna get the job done. I'm gonna deliver some semblance of value to some degree. It might not be the greatest, but it's not gonna be the worst. And I'm never gonna let you down. Okay, never gonna let you down. Might not surprise you. Not great at that, but gonna be steady Eddie right down the middle. So I think that's a good one. Okay, so. I wanted to get some insight into your life. What was the favorite thing you watched this week? I know we talk about comedy specials a lot. We could have said listen to if you want to do that, because I know Joe Rogan came up a lot. So if there's not like a Netflix or Hulu, that's what I really wanted to focus on. But we could do podcasts as well, because I listened to some good stuff this week.
So if we do the podcast thing, I'll definitely go with some Joe Rogan. And I most recently listened to his most recent podcast, because his most recent features Tim Kennedy, and I just finished listening to the Steven Tyler one. He has Steven Tyler from Aerosmith on his podcast. And if you want to go the podcast route, you heard Chris and I talking about that one, but I don't want to throw any spoilers out there. Deadpool 2 is amazing. You need to go watch it. But as far as listen, I'm going to have to go with Joe Rogan. Is Steven Tyler my favorite so far? Well, for this week. Let's see. I listen to Fighter and the Kid. I listen to a little bit of Bill Burr. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's his podcast can be so insightful, and he always goes back and forth with his guests. Like, there's no filter. Like, he doesn't like, oh, this is my guest. I got to listen to what they say. He's always, like, back and forth. Like, well, no. I don't believe in this and that. But I was listening to that podcast, and that sparked the topic for our next Battle of the Bullshit episode. Can I say what it's going to be about, or are we going to wait for what that's going to be about? So, basically, battling the bullshit, chasing perfection. Everyone does it. Everyone that doesn't know, that's unaware of what perfection is, doesn't exist. That'll be the next Battle of the Bullshit episode. And I heard it listening to that podcast. For them, they weren't talking about nutrition or lifestyle. They were just talking about using Pro Tools and music and how it changes the authenticity of being a musical artist, how it just makes things easier. So that's kind of where it sparked the next topic for Battle of the Bullshit, which I'm excited for, because chasing perfection is something that should be addressed, because most people are chasing it and unaware that it is something that is not unattainable, but you kind of set unrealistic goals for yourself because of what you think perfection is, and it's something that we could really tackle. So listening to other podcasts, you kind of get a good idea of what do you talk about. I mean,
absolutely. Well, and I believe that what we have a great opportunity to do is to deliver our perspective for our audience, our athletes. Mm-hmm. There is plenty that I've read in years past, and when someone that's close to me says it to me, it resonates differently. Mm-hmm. And so I think that being inspired by what is worked elsewhere is there's nothing new under the sun. And so the stories we can tell, you know, this coincides with the rise of, we had a lot of PRs, personal records, personal best this week. We had, mm-hmm. What's great, side note, one of the reasons CrossFit is fantastic, and you need to be aware of that, is because the data that we track, it proves whether the program is working or not, okay? And so you've been going to your gym for decades, right? And you have no data. You have, like, my bench press feels better today. But, like, you don't know. You have nothing because you don't track anything. There's nobody there with you. How long did you rest that time versus last time? Maybe you ate better. Maybe we're not paying attention to those things. If you do a conditioning workout, you know, in your boot camp, like, they're not timing it because, oh, CrossFit's evil for time because it causes people to go fast. Actually, what we're doing with the clock is we're using a tool of measurement, okay? Not to mention that anything without a time component is bullshit, okay? So, like, if you run a marathon, that sounds awesome, right? If you run 26.2 miles over 365 days, it's not quite as awesome, is it? Okay, so if you don't take time into consideration, if someone's like, I ran 26.2 miles, cool, that's fantastic. P.S. It was over a series of days. How many? 300 the whole year.
Yeah.
Okay. So divide 26.2 by 3. Well, that's not very impressive at all. Like, wow.
Stealth street.
Why did you mention? Yeah, you walked every day. And so time is necessary. And I don't think people always like the factual nature of that. But we're able to measure this week a strength component and a very much work capacity component, which was one rep max power clean on Tuesday. And we had PRs everywhere. Every class had at least five, I think. And so, and then we went to Wednesday where we had Cindy.
Hey, Ben.
Cindy's an OG. Yep.
I don't want to change your mood, but what happened to those PRs?
So, what was that? Wednesday night. No, Tuesday night.
It's Tuesday night.
I erased the wrong half of the board. I was so grumpy. I was so tired. So we had someone leave us. We're not allowed to talk about it. So it's Joel and I, carrying the team. Put team on our back. That's what we do. Okay? No problem. I don't complain. We're happy. Like, I asked for some patience from my classes, and they all met me with, like, we're going to keep talking while you're talking. So that was great. It's like, hey, guys, I'm at the end of my rope. Need a little patience. Please don't talk while I'm talking just so we can get through this. Literally didn't miss a beat. Kept chatting. Like, they looked at me while I said it, and then, like, I don't know. It was almost like they looked like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, anyways, I was having a bad night, okay, as we all do from time to time. And so we erase half the board to write the next day's workout up. We leave that day up so that you can check the board when you walk in. And not only did I – before I even erase it, I wrote – the times of the 5:30 and 6:30 on the wrong side of the board, which then threw me off. So then I get done with 6:30. I'm like, victorious, the day is over. Let me just erase. And because I've been writing on the left side, I erased the right side.
Goodness.
As I don't read, I mean, it's, I'm sorry. I know. Why didn't you catch it? Because it's a whiteboard with black marker. It's the same every day. Just erase it. Make it go away. And it was not until it was gone, like completely, not kind of gone, completely gone. That I go, where are the PRs?
Oh, shit.
Man, it just was icing on the bad evening cake.
Throwing that towel.
So we didn't get a picture of that. I apologize. I've still got the Cindy times up. I actually erased yesterday's workout to keep the Cindy times from. So we've had. So I'm going to keep those up just because I need to take a picture.
There's some Cindy PRs, too.
But, yeah, there was a lot of Cindy PRs. And that was my point. Like, hey, you want proof that Black Wolf works? You want proof that CrossFit works in general when it's done properly? And, yeah, challenge you, affiliates. Do it properly, okay? We had people PR their strength component on Tuesday. And not new people. Not people that were just here. Oh, my gosh. Because beginner athletes can make gains like they have access to a Mexican pharmacy, as John Wellborn says, okay? We're talking about veterans, people that have been here for a year or 2 years. They're getting stronger. And then they're coming in on Wednesday and their PR and their work capacity, which is Cindy, 20 minutes of just steady movement. And so I think that people should be excited about the progress they're making here because it was really, really cool to see. Okay. Was that all I needed to say? Can I talk about what I watched or what I saw?
Yes.
This week? Okay. tangent.
How do we get there?
I don't know.
It just happens.
Oh, chasing perfection, and then we went down that. So we'll talk about that next week. We should have just left that. We'll talk about that next week.
Next week.
So what is your favorite thing you watched this week? So you're saying?
As far as watching goes?
Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2. Watched yesterday.
Deadpool 2.
Okay. 7 p.m.
Okay. So premiere. Based on his and Chris's conversation, it might be the greatest movie ever made.
It's so good. Oh, my goodness. If you thought the first one was great, you're going to be mind blown by this one.
Well, and I believe that I will love it.
You're going to love it. If you like the first one, you're going to love this one.
I hate, and I'm going to bring up, what my favorite thing I listened to this week was David Chang's new podcast. David Chang is a world-renowned chef, TV personality. He did Ugly Delicious, which is the show on another cooking show. It's not a cooking show. It's more an exploration of food traditions and people going against it. Why is good pizza only from Italy? Okay, why can someone from China not make a pizza and it be considered to be on par with Italian pizza? Because even though it's different, it could be very, very good. And so he explores ideas like that. He actually came to Houston for one episode, and I would really recommend that one, if nothing else, about crawfish. And he started in New Orleans, and he was talking to a couple guys that have been doing crawfish their whole life, like New Orleans style or Louisiana style, like the right way, right? Like, there's only one way, do it. And he was like, would you ever add these things? Like, no. You don't do that. He goes, even if you know it'd be good, he goes, yeah, you just don't do that. And that's the premise of the show. Every show starts with an idea of like that. And he's not picking on the guys. He goes, I understand. It's tradition. You know, he's Korean, and so he was raised very traditional Korean.
It's like my tacos. I'm doing some very untraditional things to my tacos.
Yeah, the mayonnaise thing. Like, he would be a fan of it. He would say, good, try it. But he would take you to someone, you know, from the heart of Mexico that made authentic street tacos. He'd be like, hey, would you ever put mayonnaise on your taco? And that guy or gal would be like, no, you don't do that. And so the show is really, it's called Ugly Delicious. That's a really good show. But he owns a few restaurants. Momofuku Noodle Bar, I believe, was his first, and that was in New York. He now opened Major Domo, which is his first restaurant in L.A., which, if you haven't done research on restaurants, L.A. is a very different food scene. That's what he talks about. This is a part of the Bill Simmons podcast network called The Ringer. Bill Simmons is the former ESPN analyst who had that, like, random, they didn't renew his contract a few years ago. I'm fascinated by the workings of ESPN. My boy Ryan Russillo did not have his contract renewed. It's fascinating how it works, how it's evolved as Fox Sports comes up and all these other competitors. But Bill Simmons was the man for basketball at ESPN years ago, and then suddenly there was like, we don't need you anymore. And so he has this podcast network called The Ringer, and they do a lot of different stuff. And one of the ones they just launched was David Chang's podcast. And so he's opening Major Domo right now. And so they did basically like the opening diaries, volume 1, volume 2, volume 3. And it's about, what do you have to consider when opening a business? What do you have to consider when opening a restaurant specifically? And like, it really resonated with me because I believe what we do here is very similar to a restaurant. And I don't follow. If you don't follow, that's fine. But try if you'd like. And so basically what we have here is like, food's accessible anywhere. Fitness is accessible anywhere. It's about how you present it, how you create it, the quality ingredients, what you refuse to compromise on, where you do compromise. And then, in terms of this podcast, who do you hire to help facilitate that? Where do you find these people? How do you train these people? Because you can have the ideas. You can even have the recipe. You can do it in front of them, have them learn it. But if they don't have the drive or the desire, it's going to fall short. And so it's not good enough for one man or one woman to have this vision or even the execution. They have to be able to then convey that execution, desire to execute well to everybody else. And so it's fascinating, not to mention, hey, Houston, opening a business is not easy. Permits suck, okay? He talks about permitting. Restaurant permitting is a whole nother beast. Permitting in general is awful. You think you're opening any sort of business, brick and mortar next month, and you haven't started the process, you got a year, kid. You got a year. You're not doing anything for a year, okay? Like, you need your architect, and then they got to take it to the city. There is all this stuff. And then I was just listening to Grant at Pinkerton's. I think that I overheard they have to install a hood the length of the pit.
That's a big pit.
The length of the pit. And this is a restaurant that already has their occupants. They were already green lit.
Yeah.
But he was in the coffee shop the other day talking, and we're chatting, and he mentioned to the barista, I think, he was like talking about the permitting, and I guess they came for a health inspection. They're like, hey, by the way, you should probably have a hood. $70,000. Now, they're still allowed to operate while they do it, but they have a timeline now.
Yeah.
And the city's just able to say, oh, we changed our ideas, $70,000.
They can do that.
Wow. So, the David Chang podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network is really, really interesting. My favorite thing I watched The Last Jedi last week, into last week.
Oh, okay.
The Star Wars. I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, what you think? No.
Here's It's weird because the David Chang podcast just did a mini pod reviewing it because he had the same feelings I did. So maybe I feel like David Chang and me relate to each other, even though he's far more wealthy and far more successful than I have yet to become.
You're successful.
But on the inside. My therapist tells me the same thing. So does my mom. You know, my ex-girlfriend never did. That's
all love.
Oh, too soon. Okay, so.
Shots fired.
He saw Last Jedi and he hated it. And then he saw it again. And he said when he saw it again, he saw it. Like the pathways they're taking. And he hated it because it wasn't following the normal Star Wars line. It wasn't black and white. There was some gray area. They left room for interpretation. They also didn't resolve things that you thought they would resolve, like Rey's parents. Rey's parents were supposed to be resolved. Like everybody was like, this is the movie where we find out they're Skywalkers. We find out that they're related. And you didn't. You didn't. You didn't. You didn't. Okay?
Yeah. No.
And, you know, and then like, what? Spoiler alert. Is it still spoiler alert?
No, that movie
how do
came
you
out
kill
December.
How do you kill one of the bad guys? We'll just leave it there. Like, does he need to die? Like, oh my god, he did need to die, but like, was it the right way to do it? Like, that scene was awesome, but like, was
so
it,
good.
It was so good. Like, that was one of the few times in the movie I was, oh wow, this is amazing, and that everything was good about that. But like, half the movie is their cruiser just cruising, just out of reach of the blasters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pew. Pew.
Yeah.
And then what's the X-Wing guys? Flo, Poe, Poe?
Poe.
Poe's like, we got to do something. And there's like, we're just going to keep going. I think it's Poe. I don't know.
It's got to be Poe.
That seems weird.
Hmm.
With SD-8? Pope. No, it's a card. What's the little thing? The soccer ball?
The BB-8?
BB-8.
I think it is Poe. We'll go with that.
And then he's like, we got to do so. The whole 30 minutes of the movie is him freaking out on the ship. Both of the lady generals going, shut up.
Yeah.
But like not explaining, which is why didn't they just explain?
Yeah.
No, just explain.
This whole time she's going to sacrifice herself.
Just explain. Yeah. Right. Right. And then
we have a plan, bro.
You didn't know, but I guess they were supposed to be cloaked.
Yeah.
But she was still going to die. She just died in a way cooler way.
Yeah.
Because she turned the cruiser around.
But that plan did go to shit, though, almost.
It did. Well, but
that's why she turned her ship around.
She
because
had
the plan.
But she
went
was still going
to
die because she was going to run out of shields. She was going to run out of gas.
Yeah.
So no matter what, she was dead.
Yeah. Just
no matter what. But she went out like a baller.
Like a boss.
But, like, my question was like.
Speed of light into a ship.
Boosh. Like they were on fumes, right?
Yes.
That's why
they couldn't escape.
How do you do that?
Well, the reason why they didn't want to. That
they didn't want it because they'd be followed.
They'd be followed and they'd really be out.
Did we ever figure out what the beacon was?
What was it?
Was it the beacon that Rey was using?
I don't remember. I forgot. I completely forgot. I only saw it once. I didn't watch
That's
it again.
That's fine. And I haven't seen it again. I didn't like it. But I feel like David Chang was right. Like, I feel like I thought it should have gone a certain way. Mm-hmm. I also, and this is going to take me back to Deadpool. I think superhero movies are generic. I think they're bullshit. I think the fact that you tell me it's a great movie, like, and I don't mean you, figurative you, none of them are great movies. There's not been a great superhero movie because they follow a script. And nothing that follows a script can be a great movie. It's not possible. So, like, there's no artistry to it because they have to follow the comic book or they have to follow a certain thing. It's already been written. And so, like, I just think that limits it.
Well, they kind of don't follow it. The comics are way.
Sure. But like I've said, my joke is always like, okay, we identify the hero. The hero rises to power. The hero falls from power. Hero looks like he's about to die. The hero wins, okay? Yeah. And I know Infinity War, which I have not seen. Here's the twist. They kill a bunch of people. Who cares? Who cares? It's been 7 movies. Good.
Spoiler
Does
alert.
This mean they'll stop making these movies? Does this mean they'll stop?
No.
Because we're going for like Iron Man 37, right?
It's gonna keep going.
Yeah, like and like Spider-Man, we'll just make a new one. It'll be
a new one.
Yeah, so like, none. There's no rules, and I hate it because when you don't
there's
have rules,
alternate universes too.
What is this, Rick and Morty?
Oh, it's crazy. It's multiverse.
I'm not into it, man, and I don't understand why we keep paying for it. I don't get why we keep paying for it. It's not that good. It's not that good.
It's an escape from reality.
Mediocre. Like you're escaping your shitty reality for a mediocre reality. Like find a better reality, you know. Okay, sorry. So that's we're gonna move on. We're wasting some time here. What? So if you don't know, Joel was a professional dancer for a while. And this was supposed to be a quicker podcast, but what we're going to say is, what's your weirdest quinceañera story? So Joel worked quinceañeras primarily. He got paid with his group to dance at quinceañeras. If you are not familiar, if you're from Houston, even if you're white, you're familiar because like if you're at Memorial City Mall ever, like you always saw 15-year-old girls in gigantic ball dresses.
Yep.
So at the minimum, you were exposed that way.
No, it was the Galleria.
The Galleria. Well, I saw
that was
Memorial
the main
City.
One.
But the Galleria, okay. So you saw them. You're aware of this. But like Joel's from the inside of it. Joel was from the business side of it. So give me one quick quinceañera story. We're going to talk shoes and we're going to get done.
While everyone else was like working retail in high school, I was dancing for money. So, well, like for quinceañera. So I definitely had fun making money in my teenage days. Weirdest story. Well, there was really nothing ever weird because we always had a good time. There's just things we did that were, you know, we were guys. We were boys. Boys would be boys, right? That could only. Okay, I'll just get to it.
Good
For
idea.
Some random reason, we would all have to use the restroom at the same time. Like, as soon as we got to the ballroom, because, like, we were with the quinceañera all day. Limo ride from morning, we'd meet at the house, take some pictures, get in the limo, go somewhere, take some pictures, go to the Galleria, take some pictures. Find some food, whether it's like Chick-fil-A or like some fast food stuff. And then we'd finally go back to the ballroom. We were kind of tired at this point. So we were like, oh, man, it's been a long day. And we still had to perform. But before we performed, like we had to go. So we'd all go in the restroom, right? Well, either the first person out or the last person to go inside the restroom would pull their phone out and just go over all the stalls, like, I'm getting in. Everyone would just be like, just covering themselves up. Okay, well, there was this one time, this one guy, one of the guys, I'll never forget this. He wasn't playing. He wasn't playing that game. So he had some toilet paper on him, and it had some stuff on it, and he chunked it.
Stop.
Yeah.
Like the video from the news this week.
Oh, well, not that bad. That was worse.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, he didn't like, he just like.
Right.
Threw it and like, oh, like, okay,
oh.
Stop. Yeah. I mean, that would probably be the weirdest
That's
thing.
Definitely weird. I was thinking more like a mom tried to take you home because she was trying to live vicariously through her 15-year-old daughter, and it reminded her that she's not young anymore, and so she picked a cute dancer and decided.
Well, I've had that incident as well.
That
was this was when I was out of the business. This is like side job stuff.
Let's make a rule. No more poop on the podcast. All right.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's it's a crazy life, Joel. Okay.
Crazy life.